Cheney also ordered House Speaker Dennis Hastert, other congressional leaders, and several cabinet members, including Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman and Interior Secretary Gail Norton, evacuated to one of these secure facilities away from the Capitol, added Mann. In the days following 9/11, the American news media finally mentioned the existence of this shadow government. Of course, there was no mention of the Nazi-connected globalists who had inspired it. Their, Cheney's and Rumsfeld's, participation in the extra-constitutional continuity of government exercises, remarkable in its own right, also demonstrates a broad, underlying truth about these two men, Mann stated. For 3 decades, from the Ford administration onward, even when they were out of the executive branch of government, they were never far away. They stayed in touch with defense, military, and intelligence officials, who regularly called upon them. They were, in a sense, a part of the permanent, hidden national security apparatus of the United States. All of this was a far cry from the fringe rants of neo-Nazis like George Lincoln Rockwell, founder of the American Nazi Party, who was assassinated by a former colleague in August 1967. Rockwell, a former Navy pilot during World War II and failed artist like his hero Adolf Hitler, saw the telltale signs of conspiracy abroad in America. But, like Senator Joseph McCarthy and the more recent Holocaust deniers, attributed it to international communism, coupled with the anti-Semitic view of a worldwide Jewish conspiracy. He formed various National Socialist political organizations and made headlines trying to conduct public rallies in various places. Rockwell, as well as the more recent Nazi skinheads, merely served to focus public attention on these fringe elements of society and away from the military-industrial empire being created all around them. The United States has long been governed by men connected to secret societies, such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, both of which can be traced back to much earlier societies, like the previously mentioned Bavarian Illuminati and Freemasonry. These groups can, in turn, be traced back to even earlier societies, such as the Knights Templar and Rosicrucians, which all had a particular interest in alchemy and the occult.